For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Tuesday. It is October 15th. Thank you guys for joining us as we get things going here. It is definitely going to be the last day where we experience these like warmer temperatures because a major cool down is in sight. By Friday, a high of 60, which sounds nice, but I'm already getting the chills just thinking about it.
I know, and the overnight will be even colder, and wind and everything is coming later on this week. I'm not ready for this.
Yeah, it's definitely the cool down is coming. This weekend is NASCAR weekend, so I'm going to be out there at the track hosting the two races.
Oh, that's
and
right,
so, yeah. I was thinking, like, ooh, I might have to wear a jacket. Down there, it's a little warmer, and it'll be during the middle of the day, but I was thinking, oh, man, this is not the warm race. This is going to be the cooler race.
And you're out there on Friday, or do you host anything on Friday?
No, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday and Sunday. The race starts in the afternoon, later afternoon on Saturday, and then Sunday it starts earlier in the morning. I want to say it starts at like 10:30 or 11 or something. I have to look at my schedule. But yeah, so just going to get ready for that this weekend. Should be fun.
But then that cold front is coming through, but the majority of it's hitting us on Friday, so I think it's starting to warm up a little bit on Saturday and Sunday. I think Sunday's going to be like in the high 70s.
Yeah,
it should
be
good.
Perfect weather.
Great race weather on Sunday.
Yeah, definitely. Hope to see a lot of you guys out there. How you doing this morning?
Good. I was actually talking about you last night to Laura because she was asking about your colonoscopy and everything, and then she asked me a question. I said, you know what? I don't think that Mercedes answered it. Oh, by the way, too, just so you know, you're inspiring people to get colonoscopies.
Oh, like, really?
You doing it is inspiring people. My wife is putting the heat on me. She's like, listen, you know, two of your coworkers.
You need to get
Mercedes
one.
Mercedes got one. You need to get one. Let's call the doctor. And I'm like, so many things. But she asked, she said, what did Mercedes have to eat? I said, you know, I don't think she mentioned what she went and had to eat. When he got done the procedure.
Like the first meal.
Yeah, the first meal, because that's one of the things to look forward to is your first meal.
I had it all planned out. I was so excited because I was so hungry on Friday. I was just absolutely starving, and I had it all planned out. I asked Matt if he could get me a big, gigantic breakfast burrito and a huge cup of coffee, and he's like, you got it, no problem. And I was like, yes. And so I go in the back, and I'm talking to the nurses, and they're like, and after your procedure, you can eat. And I was like, I know, I already have my meal planned out. And they're like, oh, what are you going to have? And I was like, I'm going to get a breakfast burrito and a big cup of coffee. Mm. And they stopped and they looked at me and they're like, no, you're not. And I was like, what? And they're like, you can't have anything spicy, greasy, and no caffeine.
Really?
I was like, why? And they're like, because there's nothing in your stomach. The first thing that needs to go in there needs to be something kind of bland. And I'm like, oh. I was so disappointed. So I texted my husband. I was like, never mind on the breakfast burrito and coffee. I can't have it. And he's like, oh, no. And I go, well, what can I have? And she's like, rice, applesauce.
Hold on. What? Are you serious?
But then she goes, pancakes. And I go, okay. Because I think you mentioned pancakes last week. And I was like, oh, I can do pancakes. So I texted him. I'm like, will you get me pancakes? He's like, done. So I had pancakes. It's been years since I've had pancakes.
Aren't they good?
I underestimated how they would hit. They hit. It was really, maybe it's because I was starving.
Right, exactly.
But it really hit. And I was like, okay, sustenance.
Sure.
it sat there and it absorbed everything and it's what I needed.
Oh, those pancakes probably tasted extra delicious. Yeah. Being the first full meal in 24 hours. Could you have caffeine later on in the afternoon?
No, not all day.
No,
so
kidding.
I no caffeine that day.
I
slept all day, so it was fine anyway. But I did record two videos that I was thinking about posting. And I haven't yet. I don't know if you can hear the audio. Here's the audio of the first one. Okay, hold on here.
My colonoscopy.
Here we go.
This is me before my colonoscopy.
Okay, I sound normal, everything good.
Perfect song.
This is me after my colonoscopy.
I'm talking slow. You should see my face. I look like I just got hit by a truck. I was like, I was going to post those before and afters, but then I was like, yeah, maybe not.
That's so sweet. But you are, if you get put under, you're out of it for the rest of the day. Some great sleeping, as
the
you said
sleep
yesterday.
Was
yeah.
The best I've had in years, honestly.
When I had my implants done in my mouth over the summer, I was put under and I came to and filmed some videos, but I look back on it. We got back to the house. First thing I had was pancakes because it was soft and I could eat that. But then I watched that Beverly Hills Cop movie that just came out, Axel F. And I'm like, the movie's fantastic. It's the best movie of all time. I was probably still high from the dentist office when I was watching that movie.
You know, it's funny you brought that up because you talked about that and how much you loved it. I think I told you my husband thought it was ridiculous.
Yes.
That night I went home. He goes, I love that movie. What are you talking about? I was like, I thought you said it sucked. He goes, absolutely not. I thought it was fantastic.
Okay, then maybe I wasn't high.
He was so mad at me for telling you that he didn't like it.
I was actually a little confused
really
when you said that.
He was really upset by that. I was like, I'm sorry. I must have heard you wrong. So, no, you were probably not high watching that.
Oh, good. Okay, so it was a good movie then. Because yes. I trust Matt's judgment, and I know he loves that movie series as much as I do. And they had all the original characters were back, and you felt like you were still in the 80s watching it. So, okay. So
he really enjoyed it.
Okay,
I have to take that back. I just didn't have the appropriate time to bring that up. So, thank you for bringing that up. It's been weighing on me heavily ever since that conversation.
We should have like a family member correction. On Tuesday, I said my wife did this. She corrected me and she actually did this.
That is not true. I did not do that. So, all right, well, let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear All Apologies by Nirvana? Want to hear Time After Time by INOJ? Or do you want to hear When It's Over by Sugar Ray?
All the things that I used to say, all the words that got in the way.
Those are your choices. Get your votes in right now. You can do that a couple of ways. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, or you can text or call us at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1.
Here we go.
You're gonna
want to
hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, when you're at work and you say, "Man, we are slammed today," what does that mean? Do you have a line out the door? The phone's going crazy. It's different for every job. But what's the tell at your work that you need help? That is coming up next. But first, the votes are in. Hold on. A bunch just came in. I'm so sorry. I just want to make sure we get these.
You count them all. This is
all
great. It's a real
here.
Deal. You still pick them willy-nilly.
Okay. And coming in first place is When It's Over by Sugar Ray. It's all a pre-show. Right. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pre-show, you pick them.
Hey. 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. When you go to work and you say to your coworkers, oh my gosh, we are so slammed today. What does that mean? Like, what is it for you? Is it a bunch of people calling? Is it like a ton of complaints? Is it a backup in the kitchen? You experienced a business that was completely slammed.
Yeah, it was Friday night. We went to our favorite sushi spot and we walked in there and we always sit at the bar and we sit down and Jake is the chef that's usually right in front of us making sushi. And I noticed that he was not there and his area was completely shut down. And our friends, the manager comes up and he's like, I'm like, hey, where's Jake? And he's like, oh, he's at a wedding. I'm like, oh, right on, cool. And he goes, actually, if you're ordering some sushi, get that order now because things are about to get crazy here. They normally have if one of their sushi chefs is out, they got a backup guy that comes in, so they always have two working. This backup guy called out an hour before they opened. So they got one sushi chef working at a sushi restaurant. So we ordered a bunch of things, and they came out on time, but as the night progresses, we're eating our sushi and everything, I start to notice the tickets start to add up. There's like 13 orders for sushi in front of us because we're sitting at the bar. And I just start seeing everyone's starting to run around. Things are getting real busy. My buddy, the manager, tells me at that point, they were 45 minutes backed up making sushi because they were down to one sushi chef at a sushi restaurant and everyone's placing these orders. It's a Friday night and they were slammed beyond belief on Friday
night. That's a sure sign when there's a backup with the sushi chef.
Yes.
And, which, by the way, you did not stumble on that phrase at all. And I knew I would. That's a tongue twister.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Sushi chef. That's really hard to say. There's like certain phrases that are so hard to say. Like, can you say, and you got to say it fast.
Yes.
Unique New York.
Unique New York. Unique New York.
How about a proper copper, a proper copper coffee pot?
A proper copper coffee pot?
A big black bear.
A big black bear.
Annoyed oyster.
Annoyed oyster.
Cooks cupcakes quickly.
Cooks cook cupcakes quickly. Irish, can you do the Irish?
Irish wristwatch.
What kind of wristwatch is that? It's an Irish.
It's an Irish one.
it's so hard to say.
But what does it look like when you are absolutely slammed at your work? 702-364-9400. For us here, I think it's just like lots of events happening and just having to be at certain places at certain times. Like, we're short-staffed. We need people here. We need this person covering that. To me, that's what it means to be slammed here.
Yeah, absolutely. Things get rocking here. I was trying to think of, like, when I worked at the hotel and I worked at the inn in college back east, it was a 45-room inn, and things were slammed when we had all 45 rooms checking out. And then people checking into all 45 rooms. We had a full house turnover because we didn't have a huge staff. And our housekeepers, I think we had three maybe working the entire hotel. So 45 rooms checking out by noon, 45 checking in at 2 o'clock. That was a busy day in the hotel.
That sounds like a nightmare to me. It would not be okay.
It was very stressful.
Okay, say, I saw Susie sitting in a shoe shine shop.
I saw Susie sitting in a... say it fast.
I saw Susie sitting in a shoe shine shop.
I saw Susie sitting in a... Hey, Steph, did you see Susie and where was she sitting?
At a shoeshine shop.
See, we're not slammed around here. We can make up these tongue twisters as much as we want.
This is what we practice off the
air.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2152.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Tuesday, October 15th. Thanks so much for being here. I feel like my husband has reached the stage in his life where he's now making the corny dad jokes. And I'm here for it. I love it. I love corny dad jokes. My dad used to make them all the time. But what's the corny dad joke that your dad always used to use or always uses still? 702-364-9400. So I get home yesterday from work. And, you know, we're just talking and I'm sitting on the couch talking to him. He's doing some work on his laptop and I'm like, ah, man, I'm hungry. And he goes, I'm hungry. I'm mad. And I just looked at him. I'm like, oh, you finally graduated to dad jokes. That's amazing. Congratulations. And then he looked at me and goes, I don't know why I said that.
It just came out. It just happened.
Sometimes you just can't, like avoid that phase in your life, whether you actually have children or not. I just feel like all men in general graduate to dad jokes at some point. I think that you will get to that point also, even though you don't have children. You just start making corny dad jokes. And I love corny dad jokes.
Okay, tell me if this was a witty comment or evolving like mad into dad jokes. This was about a week ago, and Laura has been complaining about our can opener in our house for years. She just can't work it. It still works fine. It works for me. So we haven't bought a new can opener in years, and we're making dinner. It was like about two Sundays ago, and she goes, this can opener, it's just not working. She's very frustrated. She just puts it down on the counter, and I go, so it's a can't opener?
That's a dad joke. Oh, it's funny.
Dad joke or just
but
a quick whiz. It's funny, right?
It's a funny. So it must be a can opener.
Yes,
yeah.
Right. I thought it was a great line. And she wasn't. She's like, we need a new can opener. And leaves the kitchen.
That does sound like something a dad would say, for sure.
So I'm evolving like Matt. Is it a gene in guys? All of a sudden, you get to a certain age where you just get older in life, the switch goes on and it just comes to you?
I don't know. My dad used to make like jokes all the time like that. When I'd say, I'm thirsty, he'd go, hi, what did he say? Like, I'm thirsty. He goes, well, I'm Friday. Let's meet on Saturday and go for a Sunday. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
That is gold.
Why? Where did you come up with that? Is there a book or is there a course that like all men have to take after they pass like a certain age, like 40 plus, then you start having to make these kind of jokes? Does anyone else have one of those or that their parents used to make? What was the joke? Someone just texted and said, this was my dad's favorite joke. How do you know when your clock is still hungry? It goes back 4 seconds.
Ah, see, that's good.
My dad used to always say, hey, you guys want to hear a joke about pizza? Never mind, it's too cheesy. Or the joke about the jump rope. No, skip it. I get it. Corey, do you have a dad joke that you use?
I do. Your dad has three daughters. One's name is Marissa. One's name Olivia. What's the third daughter's name?
I don't know. What is it?
It'd be Mercedes because he's your dad.
Oh,
I started out by saying your dad has three daughters.
Well, that's a riddle, and yeah, That's a whole different subject, Corey.
I'm still trying to digest that. That's tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Dad riddles.
It's too early. I love you, Corey.
We got the Riddler on the phone with us. We have a lot coming up on the show. There's tickets for you to go see. I still don't get that riddle. Tickets to go see Coldplay.
It was your. He said it was my dad. So then, what was the name? But I don't have a sister named Marissa or Olivia.
Yeah.
He's trying to tell me something of a secret life. I don't know.
Mercedes at 8 o'clock. We'll meet your sisters. 7:30 tickets for you to go see Coldplay. And then up next, we do have what's trending. What do you got for us?
Will a couple of superheroes be hosting the Oscars this year? It could be happening. We have details coming up in what's trending.
We've got heads up coming up here right after what's trending. And when you win it, tickets to go see comedian Nick Swartzen.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the mornings, what's trending on Mix 94.1.
And well, believe it or not, the Oscars are trending this morning. Will Deadpool and Wolverine be hosting the next Academy Awards? It's that time of year when the search for the host of the Oscars starts, and Deadline's reporting that Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman are on the short list to host as a duo. I think they'd be really good together. They have a really good chemistry.
Yeah, I love watching the stuff they posted. I didn't see the movie, but I love seeing the stuff they posted in social media and the way they work off each other, kind of self-deprecating with each other at times. I think it'd be good.
Yeah, it would make sense. They start in the summer blockbuster, Deadpool and Wolverine, which was the second biggest movie of the summer. Do you know what the biggest movie of the summer was?
The second
that made the most amount of money
this past summer. Twister.
No. $5 to whoever gets it.
So that was number
Steph,
number one.
No Googling, Steph.
The movies I watched this summer. Inside Out 2.
Yes, $5.
Yes,
$5.
Yeah.
Yeah. The movie came from Disney, which owns ABC, Deadpool and Wolverine, and they own ABC, and that's a network that's going to be airing the Academy Awards on March 2nd. Hugh Jackman, he has actually hosted before. He did a solo back in 2009. Rave reviews for his hosting, but sources say that just adding Ryan Reynolds to the mix could add that extra comedy that will actually help out that 3 hour long plus sometimes program.
It is so long.
It is so long. Other names that have been rumored to host include Will Ferrell, Amy Poehler, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I guess they went back to Jimmy Kimmel to see if he'd be willing to host it. And he was like, no. It took up so much of his time. And do you know what he got paid for hosting it?
Oh, do they even get paid?
Yeah, he got paid. But do you,
I'm going to say he got paid $100,000.
$15,000.
$15,000. Because he has to write up all that. He has his writers and his team and everything, but they have to go write up all these jokes, watch all the movies, I'm sure.
It becomes his life.
It does.
I mean, if they asked you or I to host the Oscars for $15,000, I'd be like, yes, absolutely, 100%. But for him, I guess it just wasn't, the money wasn't worth the time and the effort that he had to put into it.
Well, I think it'd be nice to change it up, too. I think that'll draw a new audience, not take anything away from Jimmy Kimmel. I think he's very funny and did a great job hosting it, but I think mixing it up would draw in a new audience. I think if these two guys did it, Reynolds and Hugh Jackman, I think it'd be fantastic.
I guess so. They did go back to Chris Rock and see if he would do it. He was like, no, thank you. Even if Will Smith is not there, he said, I think his days of hosting that are over. And then, was it Joel Coy hosted the Golden Globes, right?
Yes. Yeah, it was the Golden Globes, yeah.
I don't think they asked him to do it, but.
Oh, gosh, that whole thing, too.
That was kind of a mess, and that's what's trending.
Here we go. We got Heads Up right now. Caller 20, you are playing 702-364-9400. The phone number to call. Be caller 20. You play Heads Up, and when you win, you're going to win something really cool.
He is so funny. I'm talking about comedian Nick Swarsden. We've got your tickets to check him out. He's going to be at the Summit Showroom at the Venetian on October 19th, this weekend. So you want to go see him. We have your tickets right now with Heads Up. You just have to pick your category. You pick your partner. You get six answers in 60 seconds, and these tickets are yours. Caller 20, you're playing 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, we have Jacob. Caller 20, Jacob.
Yes.
You ready to play Heads Up?
I am.
All right, let's get you a category here. We've got Nick Swarsden tickets for you. When you win, M&M's is a category, suit and tie is a category, Navy SEAL or shake and bake. Which one do you want to go with?
Let's do suit and tie.
Suit and tie it is. International Suit and Tie Day was on Sunday, so these are all different articles of clothing and accessories, okay?
Got it.
Who would you like to pick as your partner?
I will pick you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Jacob, you got 60 seconds on the clock to get six correct. And my friend, Heads Up, you start now.
You wear this on your head.
A hat.
Yes, you could wear a bow one or a regular.
Tie.
Yes. This is not briefs, but.
Boxers?
Yes. This is, I'm going to pass on that one. This is like a sports jacket is also known as a...
Blazer?
Yes. This is what you would use to make sure that your wrists are covered by your shirt. You put these little...
Cufflinks?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. These were like back in the day, people would wear these to keep their pants up and they'd like hook them onto their pants.
Yes.
Wow, yeah. Jacob, nice job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Jacob on fire this morning.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. It's early, too. We passed on dress shirt. It was just like so simple. I wouldn't even know how to describe that, but you didn't need the help anyway. You got it. Congratulations, Jacob.
Thank you.
You're all set, Jacob. Thank you. Tickets to go see Nick Swarsden. He's going to be here on Saturday, and you're all set to go see Nick. And then speaking of winning, next hour, 7:30, when you conquer the Mega Minute, you're going to get tickets to go see Coldplay.
Coming up next, what item or toy would you love to see make a comeback? Something from your childhood. There's one item that I think a lot of people kind of have fond memories of. And I know Steph for sure wants this to make a comeback. We'll talk about that coming up next. Right now, it's Dua Lipa, Elton John on Mix. Human Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. You probably have very fond memories of things from your childhood, toys you used to play with, and they most likely are no longer, unless it's something very classic, like a Barbie or a doll like that. But what is it that you want to make a comeback from your childhood? It doesn't have to be a toy. It could be maybe like some sort of snack that you used to have every day. Steph, you're feeling a little nostalgic for something.
I am. And I saw this on social media, and it's hard to come by these days, but it's the Skip It. If you remember the Skip It, it was like a, looked like a hula hoop on your foot, and the other foot you would have to like jump around and make it, you make your rounds. And we used to play this thing at recess all the time. We'd have competitions because on the Skip Its, they would have trackers and it would say how many you would get, like 20, 30, and whoever had the highest one would win. But the thing I did not miss about it is if there was one person doing the Skip It and had it around their ankle, we would make it also another competition. The second person would hop around it, and then the thing, when it, the ball banged on your ankle, oh my gosh, that thing hurt so bad.
I remember the Skip It. I love that thing. That was so much fun. And the one we had, is this the right one? I don't know if it was like some generic version my dad got us or if it was the real Skip It, but it was kind of like on a wheel. Was it like on a wheel?
No, the one that I didn't have wasn't on a wheel. It was just a big ball that you okay. went around. But maybe there was a version that had a wheel on it.
I loved that thing.
It was a training wheel, maybe.
Well, yeah, you didn't realize like you were getting exercise. Yeah, so my parents loved when I played with my Skip It because I was actually moving my body at that point.
Oh, that's okay. What toy would you love to see come back? There's a video game I would love to see come back. And I don't play video games at all, but I remember playing, there was Tecmo Bowl and then there was Super Tecmo Bowl for, I think, the Super Nintendo. And Super Tecmo Bowl was the first video game that Nintendo offered where they would have running stats on your players and you could save a season. So if you're the Dallas Cowboys, you went their entire season, you start doing the playoffs, but they would have their running stats, they had the current roster, and then Super Tecmo Bowl just stopped. They stopped making the game. It was so easy to play. You went left to right or right to left on the screen is how the football field was laid out, and it was so fun just following the stats of those players back in the 90s.
That was as far as like the video games go, I feel like I remember a bunch of like kids talking about Tecmo Bowl. I never really played it, but did you ever play with that football game where our neighbor had one where you set up all your football players and you like plug it in and then they go zzzz,
yes.
And they all start moving around?
I had one as well.
Those things were so weird.
No rhyme or reason to them. I don't know what the whole thought process was, because you line them up, you turn it on, and they all just, they would like go to a corner, and that board would just vibrate. That's how the players moved. It was a vibrating electric board is what you're playing on.
There was no rhyme or reason to where they would move. Eddie, good morning. What is the thing that you wish would make a comeback?
Good morning, guys. I don't know if it's still around. It could be, but I remember in the late 90s, early 2000s, there was a soda called Surge.
Oh, yeah, it was like Mountain Dew, but like times 10.
Mountain Dew Extreme, like the original energy drink.
Oh,
yes.
Man, that thing was, that would make you move for, like, I'd take one of those and then get in my Skip It, and man, there's nothing stopping me. I was just on fire.
3 hours later, she's still going, you guys. It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Taylor Swift, she made a big announcement this morning. She's going to make your Black Friday much brighter. She announced 2 Target exclusives lined up for November 29th. That's going to give a sneak peek into her $1 billion Eras tour and add some extra glitter to her Tortured Poets Department album. The official Taylor Swift The Eras tour book, you're going to give Swifties a new look at the ongoing tour, behind the scenes photos, personal reflections that she wrote. There's going to be more than 500 images, including unseen performance shots from every era and exclusive rehearsal photos. So the Swifties are going crazy today. She made an Instagram post this morning announcing the project, and she wrote, "We'll be kicking off the final leg of the Eras tour this week, which is hard to comprehend. The tour has been the most wondrous experience I knew. I wanted to commemorate the memories we made together in a special way." Well, two ways, actually. So both of those items, these anthology items, they're going to be available only at Target stores.
Oh, Black Friday's about to get extra busy. Just in time for the holidays.
Only in Target on Black Friday before they'll be added to the Target app and Target.com on November 30th. So, yeah, the Eras Tour reboot comes back on Friday. She's going to be in Miami with three shows. Gracie Abrams is going to be with her. And it's going to all wind down on December 8th with her third and final gig in Vancouver.
Did you look at any of these shows here in the States?
I did. I looked at ticket prices. I thought it would be so cool to fly out. They're way out of my price range. They're like even nosebleed seats. Like literally, I could reach God and touch him. And it's like $5,000.
Oh my gosh.
It's ridiculous.
How can fans afford that?
I don't know. I really don't know. And if they can, God bless you. That's amazing. But it just stinks because some people, I think, don't even care about the concert, aren't real fans, but they were able to get tickets and now they're just mm-hmm. using this to make a ton of money. And I get it. Look, we all want to make money, but it really sucks if you really are a fan and want to go see her and now you can't.
That's tough.
It's a bummer. Also this morning, a recent study looked into the long-standing debate surrounding the impact of spanking on child development. Were you spanked as a kid? So this study, it revealed that the punishment may not be as detrimental to the child's future. So the researchers found that spanking accounted for less than 1% of variations in child outcomes, showing that its negative effects might be exaggerated. Like they're saying, you know, it's going to affect your child in the future. They're saying actually it doesn't affect them as much as maybe they have heard in the past. The topic of whether or not spanking is an effective or harmful form of punishment has been a huge topic of discussion for generations, but the study's authors claim that spanking does not lead to negative consequences unless it's administered excessively or from a place of malice rather than genuine concern for the child.
Were you spanked?
I was spanked. Were you spanked? Yeah, I was spanked. Not very often. I had to do something really bad to get spanked, and it wasn't like, you know, 20 minutes of spanking. It was like, bam, 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 1, 2, 3, pop, pop, pop on the butt. And I was like, yep, not going to do that again.
You need to cross the line, right?
Yeah. Did you get spanked?
I wasn't spanked. I was not spanked. But it was with like your parents just bare hand and stuff. It wasn't like with a paddle or anything
no,
like that.
Yeah, it was just with their bare hand. Yeah. Yeah, no belt or anything like that. I know I've heard some people talk about that they got a belt and stuff like that. Yeah, that sounds brutal. But it was just with a bare hand. And I learned my lesson. After that, I wouldn't
do it again, right?
But on the other end, I told myself when I became a parent, I wasn't going to spank. That's just, I was going to find another way to punish. And but I don't think that it had any negative effects on me. The only effect it had was knowing that I didn't want to spank my children after that, mm-hmm. you know?
And you knew, looking back on the times that you were spanked, those were times that you really crossed that line with your parents and really pushing them?
I did. Not saying that I necessarily deserved it, but it definitely prevented me from doing those things ever again.
Quick lesson learned right there.
Yeah. Finally, this morning, do you think that calling a man bald is sexual harassment?
No.
Okay, well, this decision just came after electrician Tony Finn. He claimed he was sexually harassed by his boss, who called him a stupid, bald, and then a word I can't say on the radio during an argument, and then he was fired. So this was in the UK, and the high court judge said that commenting on a man's baldness in the workplace is the equivalent to remarking on the size of a woman's breasts in the workplace.
It's just a fact. Dude's bald.
That's kind of what I thought. I thought, you know, if I say you're a brunette, that's just what you are.
It's a fact, yeah.
But then could you use this argument like, you have gigantic boobs. That's just a fact. So is there an equivalent there? Yeah. So the new ruling now paves the way for this guy to get compensation more than 5 years after he was first insulted. A lot of people are expressing their disbelief over this ruling, with one, you know, a bunch of users just saying it's nonsense. This is absolutely silly. You can't equate the two by calling a man bald. It's not sexual harassment.
Yeah, it's just a fact. You're just stating a fact to the guy. Hey, you long haired moron. Did the guy have long hair? Like you said, they called him a bad word as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there's layers to that you shouldn't be calling your employees names and stuff. But calling someone bald is just a fact in my mind.
Is there just a thing where you should just never comment on someone's appearance? Because I remember we were talking about on this show shorter men, mm-hmm. men that were shorter, and some men that were shorter got really upset. Like, why are you talking about being short? And it wasn't like, it was just talking like, do men prefer or women prefer shorter men or taller mm-hmm. men? And a lot of shorter men were taking offense to that. And I thought maybe we should just never comment about anyone's appearance because it might be taken as offensive.
But is it offensive then to compliment on someone on their appearance? I'll tell you, like, oh, you look very nice today. Your hair looks like how you did your hair or something. It's just coming from a place of genuine, like, oh, wow, you look nice today. Should we not do that anymore because you might upset people?
Maybe it's more in a positive manner than if you make a negative comment like, oh, you bald idiot, or you short man. I don't know.
Coming up here in the 7 o'clock hour, 7:30, those tickets for you to go see Coldplay.
And I'm like trying to figure out what are we talking about.
We have a lot going on this morning.
Yeah, it is really busy. We have those, like you said, Coldplay tickets, New Kids on the Block tickets. And also, who is impossible not to like? There's someone that I am convinced no one out there can say they dislike this person. I don't care who you are. There is a man in this world that I think everyone has fallen in love with. Who is it? We'll talk about that coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Is there someone that is impossible not to like? I have discovered someone. I mean, and this isn't a recent discovery, but this guy, I swear, there is no one out there that cannot not like this man. He is so likable, seems so kind, and like part of me wants not to like him, but I can't help myself but like him. So right now, it's the baseball playoffs. We are like into it. We love baseball's our favorite sport, and my team, the Yankees, they're still in it. They won last night. It was really cool to watch. My husband is a Dodgers fan, and his team is in it. And as long as he's been a Dodgers fan, whenever we go to the Dodgers games, I never wear Dodger gear. I don't root for the Dodgers. I root for baseball when we go to a Dodgers
game. You don't have any Dodgers gear if you guys are going?
No, okay. I got nothing. As a matter of fact, I still will wear Yankees gear just to prove my point. And so I'm watching these Dodger games with him, and they're in two different divisions. So I'm still watching it because I love the sport of baseball. And I can't help myself now. All of a sudden, I've never rooted for the Dodgers in my entire life, and now I'm rooting for the Dodgers because of one man, and that's Shohei Ohtani. This guy is the most likable man I think I've ever seen. I cannot help but root for this man. He's just so darn likable. He seems like a nice person. He's kind to his teammates. He's so endearing. He makes funny faces. I'm like, oh my gosh, why am I cheering for your Dodgers all of a sudden? It's all because of Shohei Ohtani.
He's one of their pitchers?
Yeah, well, he's a pitcher, and he bats for them. He does it all, you know. He hasn't been pitching, but he is an incredible baseball player, and he loves his dog. He's got his pictures of his dog on his shoes.
Oh, on his shoes?
Yes.
That's endearing. How can you not like this guy?
Like, how can you not like that? Is there someone that you just feel like this person is impossible not to like? There can't be a single person who does not like this person. 702-364-9400. Steph, I'm curious, when your Padres lost to the Dodgers, did you still kind of like him, though, even though they beat your team?
Oh my gosh, Ohtani was so hard to hate during those times because he is so kind. There was a time during one of the games against the Padres that the Dodgers, someone went to bat, and they went to go, Ohtani was up a bat, there you go, and there was the Padres catcher behind him, and the ball hit the catcher, and Ohtani immediately was like, are you okay?
I saw that. He checked up on him.
This man is the best. And then not only that, do you notice that Ohtani, after he bats and he doesn't hit the ball, he does this like Tai Chi movement. He's like moving the ball like as if he's envisioning the ball doing a home run. It's so interesting how he works in his body language.
Or like if the ref or the umpire calls a strike on him, he'll look at him and be like, yes, I agree. Like,
don't you really? What a kind man.
He won't fight with them. Who is the person that you think is impossible to not like? We're getting some calls here. We'll come to them in just a second. 702-364-9400. But yeah, his dog's name is Decoy, and he has pictures of him on his shoes. How can you hate a man who has pictures of his dog on his shoes?
That's amazing.
That's so likable. Who else is that likable? We want to hear from you. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Hey, Jerry, how are you?
Doing well. Good morning.
Good morning. We're talking about people that are just so darn likable that you find it impossible that anyone could possibly hate them. For me, it's Shohei Ohtani. I think that man is the most likable guy ever. Do you have one of those guys?
Of course. There's one celebrity that whenever I see a news piece, I know it's going to be positive, whether it's fighting for indigenous rights or trying his hand at race car or treating his cast members, and that's Keanu Reeves.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yes. He mm-hmm. is so sweet. It's always a positive story with him. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
We'll sit here and wait for someone to call up with a negative story about Keanu Reeves, and we'll be here all day long. No one's going to call in.
We'll be here for months. Yeah. Jerry, thank you. Delilah, who is the celebrity that you just think is impossible not to love?
Adam Sandler, because how can you hate the funny guy?
Oh, he is so funny. Yes. I know some people, like, his comedy style may not be their cup of tea or whatever, but at the end of the day, he's hilarious.
He's not a bad guy.
No,
he's a good guy.
Not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shannon, who is impossible not to love?
Snoop Dogg.
Especially recently, he's like got his finger in everything.
He does. I had a little bit of Snoop Dogg overload over the past summer. He was nonstop. He was the Olympics. But at one point, he's like, can we focus on some of the athletes instead of Snoop Dogg running a marathon? Great guy, amazing guy. But honestly, let's scale back and show some of the athletes.
You know one that we keep getting on our text line, and I totally agree, Jason Kelsey.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, yeah.
How can you not love that
so
guy?
So lovable.
Jason Kelsey on here. Dolly Parton. Does anyone not like Dolly Parton? Is there a Dolly Parton hater out there, if so, you really need to do some self-reflection.
Look inside yourself.
she has a heart of gold. I love her.
Let's make 94.1. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Those tickets to go see Coldplay, we have them for you in about 5 minutes when you conquer the Mega Minutes.
Hey, Stacy, good morning.
Good morning.
I hear you have a question. You're going through something right now. What's going on?
So, you know, a good friend of mine, she was short rent money. So I let her borrow $400, which for me, you know, no big deal. It's my good friend. And we hang out all the time. We go out all the time. What upsets me is she doesn't want to pay me back. Like, I understand if you need time, fine. But to see her going out and blowing money on beer, blowing money, going shopping, and you can't even give me $20 here and there towards what you owe me for gas or anything.
Oh, friends and money, man. They just it never mix it. Have you asked for it back? And does she, like, give you an excuse or what?
Oh, yeah.
What does she say?
Oh, she doesn't have it.
Oh, Stacey,
but she can go out.
Yeah, that's the thing that burns me when it comes to money situations. If you loan someone some money or you're covering for someone, say, oh, I don't have the money. And then you see them doing something like that. You said going out, drinking, having some fun, buying some clothes, going on a trip or something. Like, wait a second. You got money to buy a new jacket and have some beers. Where's a couple bucks to pay me back for the money that I lent you when you were in that hard spot a couple weeks ago?
I've always wondered, like, why people, when they borrow money, they are asking, they're putting themselves in the position to ask for it, but yet when it's time to pay up, they ghost you, or they just avoid it altogether. Stacy, are you looking for advice? Are you looking for, like, whether or not you should stay friends with this person? What's your question here?
Yeah, that's it. Because, you know, I've let her borrow clothes. Oh, I never got those back either. And it's like, is my friendship not worth it to you? Because, I mean, at least give me a couple dollars. I'm not out. You don't have to pay me the whole thing up front, but at least here and there, a little bit of money to say here, because I owe you here something.
Like, I haven't forgotten about you. No, I totally get it. Melinda is on the phone with you, Stacy. Melinda, you have a question. What's up?
I just want to know, how long have they been friends for? You know, because I've had friends for 5+ years, and, you know, I've lent somebody money and they've paid me back. But if it's somebody less than, like, maybe 2 years, I don't know. I would be kind of cautious.
What's the time frame on this relationship, Stacy?
Like a year and a half.
Oh, maybe that's it. So, maybe you haven't known her long enough. Do you think that's what it is?
Known her long enough. Yeah.
Thanks, Melinda. That's when I lend someone money, I just assume I'm never going to see it again. That's how it is. And I'd say I get it back 50% of the time.
Would you put a dollar? Because I'm kind of the same way, but I almost put, like, a dollar amount on it. So if someone asked me for $100 or less, if I give them that money, I'm assuming it's a gift. I'm not loaning to them. I'm not going to get it back. But what if, Mercedes, you loan someone $400 is a lot of money. Wouldn't you expect to get that back, or at least some of that back? I think in my mind, there's a difference between 100, which is a lot of money, versus 400 is a big chunk of change to give someone. I would expect something back.
I was in your exact same situation, Stacy, except I knew this person for longer than a year and a half, and I loaned her $300. I will never forget this because it still bothers me to this day. And she kept giving excuses. I wasn't even asking for it. It's just anytime I would see her, she'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, I haven't paid you back yet. And I was like, okay. And my husband's like, you're never going to see that money. And I was like, no, I'll see it. And I'll never forget. Like, I think I got a text from her one day giving me an excuse that in 2 weeks when she gets paid, she'll be able to give me part of it. And I was like, okay, that's cool. She's like, I'm broke right now. I have no cash. I'm like, no worries. We went to a movie at the casino, and we're walking through, and I literally see her sitting on a video poker machine.
Oh, gosh.
I lost it. I didn't say anything to her. My husband's like, are you bleeping me? And I was like, we got to keep walking because I can't do this.
Do you think she had maybe a gambling addiction? That's where that money was going? And
yes, I fully do.
Yeah.
I fully do. Ashley, good morning. What do you think Stacy should do?
Good morning. So I always I always say don't hand out money unless you have a clear expectation with someone about when you plan to get it back. Like $100 or less, like JC, I just assume it's a gift. I'm not expecting to get anything back. But $100 or more, set up a clear expectation of like, okay, well, I need this back in like minimum like 3 months. And then if they give it back, that's great. But in this situation, to me, it feels like she's kind of just using her.
Yeah, I feel like you just got a $400 lesson in friendship that this is not someone you want to be friends with.
That's a great point.
You know, that unfortunately it was costly. Stacey, I that's a red flag. I'd say cut your losses and move on. You're clearly not being respected in this. And also, JC, can I have $100? It's a gift, right? It's a gift. Giving out $100 gifts here. I'll take it, please.
Well, in that case, can I have $400 with the Anand? I have to worry about paying it back.
No. I don't do that anymore. But since you're giving out $100 gifts to your friends, I mean, I would be happy to take
some
of that off your
hands. I got $100. Here we go. Let's do it. It's time for the Mega Minute.
It is your time to win your ticket to see Coldplay. The shows are sold out, but we have your tickets right now to see them at that Friday show at Allegiant Stadium on June 6th. Caller 20, you're playing the Mega Minute. You've got 60 seconds. You have 10 questions. If you answer them all correctly in that time, you're going to win. We were so close yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
I couldn't stop thinking about it last night. I just felt so bad because he didn't know the movie It, that Pennywise was in It.
He had 10 seconds, to figure it out. It was crazy last night.
But today is your day. I looked at the questions. I think you guys can get these. Caller 20, you're playing the Mega Minute. 702-364-9400.
This is how we do it. Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hi, Stephanie.
Good morning.
How are you doing? How are you feeling this morning?
I am super excited, but did not think I would be this nervous.
Oh, you got this. I'm serious. It's going to be your day to win these Coldplay tickets with the Mega Minute. 60 seconds. Ooh. You can answer these 10 questions. We have faith in you. I think you're going to get it done.
Now, Stephanie, for some reason, you pass on a question or get one wrong, don't panic. We'll come back to that question at the end.
Wait. I don't have my question.
Get everyone ready, Stephanie. Take a deep breath. Focus. Clear your mind.
Are you ready? Are you ready, Stephanie, before he says go?
Let's do this.
Okay.
The Mega Minute. It starts now.
What holiday is celebrated on October 31st?
Halloween.
Bayside High was the fictional school in what TV show?
Stop.
Who is the lead singer of the band No Doubt?
Gwen Stefani?
Yes. So what is the name of Gordon Ramsay's long-running cooking competition show?
Hell's Kitchen.
Yes. Jamie Lee Curtis starred in what horror movie series?
Halloween.
Yes. Uma Thurman starred in which movie where she plays the bride and a former assassin?
The Pass.
Do the Do is the slogan for what soda?
Mountain Dew.
Yes. Singer Ashanti is married and has a child with which rapper?
Pass.
How many different colors are on a standard Rubik's Cube?
Four?
No. In what city does the festival Lollapalooza take place every year?
Nothing.
No. Bayside High was the fictional school in what TV show? Stephanie, I'm so sorry. The good news is you made it through to all 10 questions, but unfortunately, we had to pass on a few. That fictional high school, Bayside High, that was in the show Saved by the Bell. The Uma Thurman starred in the movie where she plays the bride and a former assassin. That is Kill Bill. Ashanti is married and has a child with Nelly. There are six different colors on a standard Rubik's Cube.
That's the city
that Lollapalooza takes place in every year, that is the city of Chicago. Oh, Stephanie, I'm so sorry. Some of those were kind of niche questions. If you didn't watch the show, how would you know?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But that means caller 20 right now. These Coldplay tickets, they are yours. The shows, both of them, are sold out. But we've got your tickets to the Friday, June 6th show right now. Caller 20, you get them. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
A little bit of breaking news this morning. The Las Vegas Raiders are finalizing a trade of Davante Adams to the New York Jets. That's according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. The Raiders will receive a conditional third-round draft pick that could improve to a second-round selection. The trade will reunite Davante with Aaron Rodgers. That was his quarterback for the first 8 seasons of his career when they were both with the Green Bay Packers. It's definitely a move to try to kickstart the Jets offense with the team stumbling to a 2-4 start. They lost last night.
It was close. It was like 20-20, and Aaron Rodgers had his chance to go down. It was 23-20 with like the final closing minutes. He had his chance, but interception.
Yeah, we were at a restaurant. I think it was last year, and it was a higher end restaurant. And we were there, and Davante Adams was there having dinner with Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah, they've always
their
been tight. Yeah,
their
even
buddies.
The social media messages back and forth. Yeah, they're close friends.
They were like, you know, one of those back private rooms.
Oh, were
but
they?
I could like see from where I was sitting. I could get like a glimpse. I'm like, whoa, that's Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams.
That's a connection. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for him for going to the Jets and see what Aaron Rodgers
he's
can do.
He's not happy here. He's made it very clear. He is not happy here. So, yeah, move him out and bring someone else in. So there you go. Also this morning, a lot of us have a hard time focusing, and that has a lot of people self-diagnosing what they think the issue could be. And ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, it's thought mainly to affect kids, but a lot of grown-ups think that they have it too. That's according to new research. They did this survey and they found that 1 in 4 adults believe that they do have undiagnosed ADHD. It turns out that a lot of them think that it really stemmed from when they were younger, but one, their parents didn't believe them, or two, it just wasn't something that was talked about. Anxiety, depression, ADHD, doctors explain that a lot of those things, they can look alike, but the wrong treatment can make things worse instead of helping the person feel better and improving their function. So they recommend, you know, if you think you have any of those disorders, obviously you should go get it checked out with a doctor.
Yeah, it's like looking back in your childhood, were there issues that you were dealing with that you did not talk to anyone about? Like, I had depression issues a lot, and like I didn't feel comfortable talking anymore or think it was right to talk to someone. I just kind of held it with inside me.
I didn't have any of those issues at that time, but I did not talk to my parents about like things that were going on that really upset me. I would just come home from school and act like everything's great and everything's fine, but meanwhile, like, you know, I got bullied that day, or my friends turned against me and no one was talking to me, but I would never tell them that stuff because I just didn't want them to worry about it. So I acted like everything was fine, and my parents would be like, aren't you going to go hang out with your friends this weekend? I'll be like, oh no, they're busy. But meantime, they all turned against me and weren't speaking to me. So like, I had nowhere to go. I just never talked about that stuff.
Was it a level of shame maybe you want to tell your parents, or just not thinking they would understand or care?
No, it was more like I didn't want them to get involved. Like, I didn't want them to call someone's mom and be like, why are you doing this? Or, you know, it's just, I don't know. I just kind of, I worried about them being a part of it. And then I also thought, like, this is something I can handle on my own. Mm-hmm. I'm a very stubborn person and I don't like getting help from people. I like to do it on my own. And that was part of it too.
But now if you're a kid dealing with that stuff, here we are, grown adults that went through what you're going through. And we're telling you, talk to your parents, talk to someone. It may seem shameful or hard to do. I wish I would have said it works, something.
Sure.
I wish I would have spoken to someone. So don't be afraid to talk to someone right now, because your parents and teachers, they're there for you.
Yeah. So. And they can, maybe they don't have to get involved, but they can offer you some good advice, because chances are they've gone through it.
Yes.
Too, you know?
And just talking about it too.
Yeah.
Just talking to an adult about your issue, it's going to help you out a lot.
Absolutely. Finally, this morning, the appeal of Crocs is just one of those mind-boggling mysteries. people love their Crocs. I've got Crocs. I don't wear them that often. I usually just wear them around the house, but people don't wear them because they're beautiful shoes or anything like that. I don't know. Why do we wear them? Well, there's this new report out that warns parents about how they could be destroying their kids' feet. That's nothing earth-shattering. They're the same kinds of concerns about like flip-flops or shoes that just don't fit properly. But podiatrists say they're treating kids and teens every day, and they're seeing issues that come from wearing Crocs all day, like structural issues like heel and arch pain, more hammer toes because you have to grip the shoe to keep them on.
Oh, gosh.
So the toes are overworking. They can also lead to blisters. Basically, they say they're fine for casual wear once in a while, but only wearing Crocs can really take a toll on your feet, your ankles, and even the rest of your body.
You ever wear them outside the house?
No, I just wear them. They're like my house shoes. Uh-huh. I don't like to wear shoes in the house. And so if I do, those are pretty much what I wear.
Hammer toes.
Steph, you love your Crocs. You wear them outside the house though, right?
I do. I love them. And when you're saying this, the podiatrist and that how it could ruin your feet, I can see that because when you leave your shoes out and they're rubber, they start to like not form to your feet anymore. So there's no longer, I guess, that grip or that sense of it forming to your feet. And if you go in sports mode, it's even worse because now it's gripping your ankle in a sense where the blisters come in and all that. So, man, now I'm really double thinking about my Crocs.
I know. My daughter wears them like every day.
She
loves her Crocs. And so part of me is like, okay, if I say something, she's going to be more adamant about, I mean, I just said I was stubborn. It's obviously a trait that I've passed down. She'll wear them even more now.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Things that I've got. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. We were just talking about Crocs in the Hot 3.
Yeah.
And just minutes ago, the new Wicked inspired Crocs came out. There's a Glinda version and an Elphaba version. And I'm sorry, they are the ugliest things I've ever seen in my life. The Glinda one is absolutely awful. It's like, It's like on a platform heel. It's a crock on a platform. And I'm just like dying here. Everything is wicked right now. And even Ariana Grande, she hosted Saturday Night Live this weekend to promote the movie. But yeah, if you're a fan of crocs, I'm sorry that the wicked crocs are not cute.
Oh, I learned something off of SNL over the weekend and I watched the majority of it. I think I watched like the first 40 minutes of it. I saw Stevie Nicks perform her first song. And then for her second song, she did Edge of 17. I was on Facebook on Sunday afternoon, and a friend of mine had posted this, and my mind was blown. This is my friend posted. Watching SNL, captions on, I was this many days old when I realized Stevie Nicks has not been singing Just Like the One Winged Dove all these years. This song right here. I thought it was always One Winged Dove.
Wait. I thought it was White Winged Dove.
You're right. It's one white dove.
Oh, I thought it was a White Winged Dove. I had it wrong this whole time.
Yeah, I was always saying One Winged Dove, and it's one white dove.
Wow. I do that all the time with lyrics. What is there a lyric that you just completely misunderstood, and maybe you just recently learned what it was really saying, or maybe you grew up thinking it was one way? I remember the song by Pat Benatar, Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
Hit me with your best shot. Why don't you hit me with your best shot?
When I was a kid, I thought they were saying hit me with your pet shark.
Hit me with your best shot. Why don't you hit me with your best shot?
I just couldn't understand like why you would want to hit someone with your pet shark. And then the song It's Raining Men, I thought it was Israeli Men.
It's Raining Men.
Doesn't it sound like Israeli Men?
Yes.
Those are the ones that I always messed up. Was there a song lyric that you completely screwed up? 702-364-9400. Sherry, what's yours?
Oh my gosh. NSYNC. I thought they were always talking about the month of May. It's going to be May. But it's going to be me in reality. It's not May, the month. It's going to be me.
But it's turned into a meme that we use every April 30th now.
Is that Justin Timberlake singing that line right there? Do you think he just put a spin on it? Or they told him, like, I'll really drag out the word me? So he's like, okay, it's going to be May. Like, how did that come about?
I feel like he was just trying to be cool and be like, May. And now that will follow him for the rest of his life. I mean, that he even rolls his eyes whenever that comes up.
Oh,
in April.
Sure.
Corinne, good morning. What is the misunderstood song lyric that you have?
So my mind was kind of blown when I was watching the Eras Tour with captions. And during Cruel Summer, I always thought she was saying, he looks so pretty like a devil. But she says he looks up smiling like a devil, right? I was like, what?
What's this one?
Okay, this is the line. Here it is.
Gritty like a devil?
Grinning like devil.
He looks up grinning like a devil.
That's the line.
Yeah, and a lot of people have their theories on he looks up.
That's why my mind was blown. I was like, Taylor, oh my God.
I know, a little
Travis.
Saucy. Well, this was pre-Travis.
Who else was there? Who was prior?
Matty Healy. Harry Styles. What is your misunderstood song lyric? I know everyone's mind is blown right now. What is your misunderstood song lyric? We'll go to more of your calls here coming up. And I want to hear what yours is.
Oh, I got one. My mind was blown when I learned about another one.
Okay, we're going to talk more about this. Give us a call with your 702-364-9400.
Win cash.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. I think a lot of us are in disbelief this morning after learning from you that Stevie Nicks is singing about a one winged dove.
No, she's singing about a one white dove.
Oh, what?
And we think it's one winged dove. So it's Edge of 17. One winged dove, but it's actually one white dove.
I've been saying white winged dove this whole time. I didn't know. What other misunderstood song lyrics do you have? Let's talk to Chrissy. Chrissy, what is the lyric you mess up?
So my sister and I would sing Man in the Mirror, but we thought it said Man in the River.
Oh, the Michael Jackson song?
Yes. So to this day, we still sing it that way just because it's funny.
I might just start changing it to River myself, Chrissy. Thanks for calling. Let's talk to Rose. Rose, what's the song lyric you mess up?
Okay, so I always thought Gwen Stefani was singing, I ain't no Harlem Black Girl. I ain't no Harlem Black Girl.
I thought that too. I know.
What?
I ain't no Harlem Black Girl. I'm like, yeah, we can see that. I do. Let's talk to Claudia. Claudia, what's the lyric for you?
It was my girl's in the next room from Hindu school. My husband thought it said my cousin's in the next room.
Your phone dropped out. What song was it?
The Lips of an Angel by Hindu.
Okay, let's hit the line. Hold on.
Okay.
My girl's in the next room. Sometimes I wish she was you. I guess we...
So you thought it was my husband's in the next room?
He thought it was my cousin, and I said, Why are you in a relationship with your cousin?
Yeah.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi.
Hey, you're caller 20.
Yay. Yay!
You ready to play Heads Up for New Kids on the Block tickets?
I am.
Let's pick a category. Do you want to go with Pasta Bowl, Bald Headed, Skincare, or Teammate?
Bald headed.
All right. Be Bald and Be Free Day was yesterday. So these are celebrities that are currently bald. Okay?
Oh, no.
Celebrities that are currently bald. Now, who would you like to pick as your partner?
Let's go with you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Lucy, 60 seconds on the clock to get six correct, and you start now.
He went from wrestler to action movie star. He's with Kevin Hart a lot. Kevin Hart a lot in movies.
Oh, Kevin Hart. The Rock.
Yes. This is like the greatest basketball player of all time. He played for the Chicago Bulls.
Oh, I don't know. Is it Michael Jordan?
Yes, it is. He is in Pulp Fiction. He says a lot of bad words. He is also in just a ton of movies. Let's pass on that one. This guy is in the Fast and the Furious. He's one of the main characters in Fast and the Furious.
Vin Diesel.
Yes. This guy, he is, he was in Magic Mike. He is he was married to Jenna Dewan back in the day.
Oh. 10 seconds.
He was with Zoe Kravitz right now.
He's so hot. I know who you're talking about. I can't think of his name. Oh, my gosh.
Time.
Darn it. I'm sorry. It was Channing Tatum, Lucy.
Yes, Channing Tatum. Dang it. Dang it.
Well, that was a hard category. I mean, like, we don't know the state of people's hair right now.
I know him. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Oh, the other one that I skipped over was Samuel L. Jackson, which, again, I don't know that he's bald right now.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Lucy, I do like your first guess of a former wrestler who's bald and went into acting, Hulk Hogan. He is bald.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there's something there.
That would have been good.
That would have worked, too, but I'm so sorry, Lucy. We are not able to make you a winner. That means caller 20, you get these tickets. New Kids on the Block, their Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live. Caller 20 gets them at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Oh, poor Olivia Rodrigo. She took a tumble on stage during her final Guts Tour concert in Melbourne last night, but technically to us, since it was in Melbourne, it was like two nights ago. Mm-hmm. She fell into a hole in the stage while she was performing. Here's how that sounded. handled it like an absolute pro. The dim lights made it really hard for her to see this opening in the stage, and she just dropped out of sight while pointing at someone in the crowd. Despite the dramatic fall, she recovered quickly, obviously reassuring fans she was fine and even laughing off the embarrassing moment, which was quickly shared by concert goers online.
Oh, it was all over the place, yeah. But that was a big, that could have gone bad for her.
Yeah, she really
she's lucked out on that.
The way she just came out, like, well, that was fun. I feel like that's me on a Monday morning. I fall out of bed. Oh, my God. Well, that was fun. I'm okay.
Okay, here we go. Let's start the day. Random hole in my stage.
Also, this morning, do you feel like you cannot get a great night of sleep no matter how hard you try? Maybe it's a struggle to fall asleep or to stay asleep all night long. A lot of us are on what feels like just an endless quest for better sleep. But according to a new study, the solution may be pretty simple. Researchers have discovered that listening to soothing sounds or music for 10 minutes before bedtime can positively impact your sleep quality. They found that relaxing sounds like soft music, nature sounds, calming melodies, that can all help lower your level of cortisol, which is your stress hormone. This also helps the mind and body get ready for restful sleep. And the sounds also create a more ideal environment for sleep by masking the other noises in your environment. Getting that deeper, more restful sleep doesn't just keep you from yawning the next day. It also helps boost your mood and helps your concentration too.
For me, it's reading. I try to read every night, and sometimes I'll just, like, I think last night I got a paragraph and I just passed out. Other days get a little bit longer, maybe 10-15 pages, and it's always like pass out and then I fall asleep and then the iPad falls and hits me in the face, or the sound of the iPad falling out of the bed onto the floor will wake me up for a second.
For me, it's got to be no screens. Like, I tell myself no social media an hour before I go to bed. And no phone for 30 minutes. So
that's
like, even if I'm like doing emails or whatever, I have to have no phone in front of my face for at least a half hour. So, I mean, I'll watch a movie or we'll watch a show or whatever, just to have something to kind of, you know, take my mind off of things. But other than that, yeah, it's hard. For me, it's the staying asleep. I'll wake up in the middle of the night and then I'll think of things like, oh, did I do that? Or, oh, I have to do that tomorrow. Oh, my gosh. And then I have a hard time falling back to sleep.
I'm the same way. I wake up multiple times throughout the night, but I have no problem falling back asleep. That's where I'm the opposite of you. I can wake up 3 or 4 times and fall right back to sleep. My wife, Laura, for her to have a good night's sleep, it's eyes shut straight through, not waking up once. And she does that. She does that majority of the time. It's like a time machine. Like, you don't wake up at all. She's like, nope. But last night, she flew to New York City this morning. It was one of those deals. She woke up multiple times and just, she's going to be sideways the rest of the day because of that.
Yeah, it's going to throw you off. Mm-hmm. Finally, this morning, let's just, a quick reminder here that there are some amazing humans out there that are named Karen. Okay. I just want to throw that out there.
Yes.
Unfortunately, this story, she's not amazing. Her name is Karen Connigan, and she's from the UK. She was recently laid off. That's funny, Connigan.
With the
like conned again.
Oh, yeah. But it just sounds like I'm Karen Connigan.
She was recently laid off by her employer, and that is IAG. And they're the parent company of British Airways. So she filed a claim against them, arguing that they breached an equality law. So this is what happened. She was mad because she didn't get a farewell card from the company. You know, you're probably thinking, okay, there's got to be more to this. Well, basically, they had this employment tribunal look into it, and they found that the company did have a farewell card for Karen, but only 2 or 3 people were willing to sign it.
Oh.
So they decided not to give it to her, figuring that giving her the card with just 2 or 3 people's signature was worse than not giving her one at all. So they were trying to spare her feelings. Now, you're probably wondering, are farewell cards that big of a deal there? Probably not. It sounds like Karen was really, you know, something. And in addition to the farewell card claim, she sued the company, bringing 40 complaints against them for things like sexual harassment, victimization, unfair dismissal. It sounds like she had a lot of issues with her coworkers, including igniting an argument with one because they corrected her spelling in another card for a colleague. And her boss said that there was nothing to her complaint, saying that she just had that kind of, you know, that person that always believes in every conspiracy theory. Mm-hmm. She had that conspiracy theory mentality and mistook normal workplace interactions for harassment. In any event, the judge tossed out her case and it was determined that she was appropriately laid off because two other workers were also let go in that same time. And her position just became redundant in the company restructure. I don't know if those other two people got farewell cards when they left, though. No word on that.
But if you get let go, would you want a card from all your coworkers saying, you're going to be missed?
Yeah, like, farewell.
Well, they keep me if I'm going to be missed.
Yeah, but I would be mad if they got some and I didn't. I'd be like, what the heck?
It's Mix 94.1.
Mercedes in the morning. That's Alanis. And it is 9:07. Is this your friend that's going through this?
Yeah, well, she went through it. She just had her first baby back in March, and we just went over to their house about 2 weekends ago to see the baby and hang out with them. And she was telling us more about her pregnancy and everything that she went through, and just something very unique. And I guess maybe it's odd that she wasn't expecting this, but she was telling us that she loves eggs, scrambled eggs, fried eggs, just loves eggs. She gets pregnant, but a month into the pregnancy, the thought of having eggs made her want to vomit. She couldn't even stomach having an egg. But if someone mentioned eggs to her, she would just get this queasy feeling. And then she has the baby, and then that thought of queasiness and wanting to vomit when someone mentions eggs went away, and she started eating eggs again. But it was just this unique thing when she was pregnant. The thought of eggs, mentioning eggs, would make her want to vomit.
I think that's actually very common. I think a lot of women develop aversions to certain things. Just like you have cravings to weird things, mm-hmm. when you're pregnant, you get certain aversions to things. Did anyone else experience that? Or you maybe noticed that something that you used to hate, you now liked? Or has anything weird happened with you when you got pregnant? 702-364-9400. And if you haven't, do you know someone who has had that with something else? Maybe it wasn't a pregnancy, but like a sickness or something. Like when I got sick, gosh, I think it was last year I got sick, I just all of a sudden did not like coffee anymore. I was just like, bleh. The thought of it was, I was drinking 3 cups of coffee a day. I got sick and I just could not get my taste for it back. So gradually I started drinking 1 cup a day again, just because I felt like I needed the caffeine to get myself going. Mm-hmm. And now I'm back to 2 cups. But honestly, it's never tasted the same since then. It's never tasted as good. Usually that first sip feeling where you're like, oh, it's amazing. For me, it's more like caffeine get in my body. Like, the taste isn't as good to me anymore.
Was it a stomach bug you had that you attribute to the coffee?
No, it was like a cold. It wasn't COVID, but well, I didn't test positive for COVID at that point, but I feel like I did have it. And it just changed my taste for it. And so I don't like coffee as much as I used to. It's the weirdest thing. Did pregnancy or a sickness change your taste for something, or it made you like something more? 702-364-9400. Dawn, good morning. What happened to you?
Oh, my sense of smell changed, and anything floral scent put me over the edge. I had to immediately leave the room, or I wouldn't even walk in if I smelled anything floral.
Your sense of just all of your senses, I feel like, are on high alert when you're pregnant. And then you're just smelling things like, what is that? And you never would have smelled it before.
Exactly. It was like my sense of smell. It was like I was Superwoman. It was I could smell it across the room. It was like underneath my nose.
It's crazy.
Was there anything while you were pregnant that maybe it was like a TV show, or how far would this go? Like, I understand the food, but maybe was it a show or the sound of someone's voice or a song or something? Does it go that deep as far as the way it affects you?
What do you mean?
Like, maybe there was like the show Blippi or something, some TV show that you became pregnant. All of a sudden, the sound or what a visual made you nauseous when you were pregnant.
Not nauseous, but there was a show. And is there still the channel TLC?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so I used to watch this show on TLC called A Baby Story, and it basically followed a couple from pregnancy to having their kid, and I was watching it like, this is my first child, like, what to experience. I could not watch that show without sobbing uncontrollably every time. They would, like, have their kid, and I just start bawling, and my husband's like, you gotta stop watching this. This is making you sad. I'm like, it's just so beautiful. But, like, I didn't get sick or anything, but it's just, I couldn't watch anything without crying, especially that show.
Oh, I remember that show. It was a 30-minute show, wasn't it? The whole 9 months just capsuled into 30 minutes.
Yeah, and then I'd watch Trading Spaces after that, and I'd cry also, because I wanted my house redone. Okay, it was just so many reasons.
Went on and on. It's Mix 94.1. We were good. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
And that is it for us on a Tuesday. Thanks so much for being here. Make sure you join us tomorrow. We've got a lot going on. Tomorrow's another career day where we're going to take you behind the curtain of a job that you might not know much about, and we will get all your questions asked. If you are ever brave enough to join us for Career Day, it's easy. We just ask you questions about your job. We would love to have you reach out. Maybe you have a job that you think is kind of interesting that people would want to know more about. Shoot us an email. Reach out to us on our social media, or you can reach out through our website, mix941.fm. We would love to have you join us on the show. It's so much fun. So that's happening tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. More tickets for you to see New Kids on the Block with Heads Up in the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow. And then at 7:30, the Mega Minute has your Coldplay tickets. We are headed out. J-Love is on the way next, but right now it's time for the line of the day.
This morning, Corey, he threw us for a loop.
Corey, do you have a dad joke that you use?
I do. Your dad has three daughters. One's name is Marissa. One's name Olivia. What's the third daughter's name?
I don't know. What is it?
It'd be Mercedes, because he's your dad.
Oh,
gosh. I started out by saying your dad has three daughters.
Well, now that's a riddle, and yeah, that's a whole different subject, Corey.
I'm still trying to digest that.
I still don't get it. I'm so confused.
It was too early. That happened
too
at 6
confused,
o'clock.
Yes.
Well, that'll do it for show number 2,152 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.